A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, June the 12th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the 2018 election campaign.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 6065-15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voaindebele.com, and www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about preparations for the elections in 2018.
MDC leader Morgan Tsvangirai addressed thousands of party supporters at Mkoba Stadium in Gweru on Saturday, a clear sign that the campaign for the 2018 election is now in full swing. His main rival, President Robert Mugabe, had his first campaign stop at Utaka Stadium in Marondera 2 weeks ago. Mr. Mugabe has launched what his party has dubbed Presidential Youth Interface Rallies, organized by the ZANU-PF Youth League, to give youths an opportunity to meet the president and mobilize them for the 2018 elections. Tsvangirai, on the other hand, is combining rallies and door-to-door campaigns, to encourage his supporters to register to vote.
Other political parties, such as the National People's Party, or NPP, led by Joyce Mujuru, and the People's Democratic Party, led by Tendai Biti, and Transform Zimbabwe, led by Jacob Ngarivume, are also on the campaign trail. But there are fears that a return to protracted political crisis and possibly extensive violence is likely as Zimbabwe prepares for the presidential, parliamentary and local elections in 2018. According to the opposition, conditions for a free and fair vote do not exist at the moment. Confidence in the process and institutions is low. The Electoral Commission is underfunded and lacks time to prepare. Concerns about rigging are pervasive, strongly disputed results highly likely. If Gibbs, we are to go by what Mr. Tsvangirai said, that the United States President Donald Trump, he might not accept the results if he feels that they are rigged in favor of Mr. Mugabe. But of course, you've heard from the ruling party, ZANU-PF, that it is ready and raring to go. And these complaints that ZANU-PF rigs the elections, according to ZANU-PF, it's just because the opposition is weak, divided, and knows that it is going to lose come 2018.
And add on to that, Zek, people are complaining that Zek is not doing a good job, in terms of telling people when he's going to register for the election, register people for the elections. So now, if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. So lina ndikubona njani kono kusukusenzakala njengoba uMorgan Tsvangirai yena okubandla le MDCT kuzobuya ke loMongameli Robert Mugabe bakhanya sibili sebeqalisile ukakazela ukhetho lolu. So ke kuzobuya labanye amabandla la ukhanya anyikinyeka sibili sefuna ukuthi kwenziwe ukhetho. Siyakhumbula ke ukuthi uMorgan Tsvangirai wakhuluma wathi yena ngokwakhe vele ngazokuphumeni ngasuzavuma ukuthi ukhetho luqhutshwe ngemfanelo. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu, njalo ke futhi likhumbule uMorgan Tsvangirai uyakhuluma futhi esithi yena ngokubona kwakhe iZek kayenzi kuhle. So as time is born in point.
Of course, Gibbs, we are now being joined by our first guest. That is MDCT Secretary General, Mr. Douglas Monzora. Mr. Monzora, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much for having me on this show.
Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yes, Mr. Monzola, thank you for joining us. So tell us, what is happening on the ground, in terms of the MTC campaigning and ZANU-PF campaigning, briefly?
Well, the election is next year, and the MPP, after at his Congress in 2014, made an elaborate roadmap to elections. Mm-hmm. And what we are doing now, what you are seeing the NDC doing, is in fulfillment of that roadmap. And that roadmap to free and fair elections in 2018 included the struggle for electoral reforms, building convergence around common issues, and building coalitions. We are also building networks as well as recruiting new members into the party so that we grow the vote. So this is in fulfillment of the roadmap that the NDC crafted. And the NDC has remained faithful to that roadmap.
Mm-hmm. And there was a massive turnout in Gweru on Saturday at Mukoba Stadium. How did you pull that one?
Well, this is the MDC. The MDC of today, the main difference between what we used to do in the past and what we are now doing is the emphasis on planning. The MDC now changes, and when we plan, after planning, we execute. You saw the massive turnout at the women's meeting in Bulawayo. It was completely dominated by the MDC from the pictures, but people came in their numbers. And in Gweru, people simply listened to the invitation and came in their numbers. The MDC is growing strong and strong and strong, and what the strategy that we have been employing on the ground is definitely working.
Mm-hmm. But your critics are quick to point out, Mr. Monzora, that those numbers at rallies sometimes don't translate into votes because those people are not registered.
Well, yes, they make the point that the numbers at the rallies are not equal to the people who go and vote. But as you can see, the MDC has been pushing for electoral reform. And the MDC has been pushing for voter registration, especially for the youth. So it is not only concentrating on the rally. It is now concentrating on making sure that the people register. And it has fought a beautiful battle for electoral reform so far. And it is, together with the partners in NERA and the partners in civil society, the MDC has won key concessions for electoral reforms. And we are sure that the youth is going to vote more this year. So we are also recruiting the youth. We are also asking people to go and register. The centrality of the message by our president was to exhort people to go and register to vote.
Mm-hmm. I think we are now joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Andrew Nyati, a political commissar in the Progressive Democrats of Zimbabwe Party. Mr. Nyati, good evening and welcome to the program.
Well, good evening, Baba.
Yeah, so I was telling about Nyati. Amaya mabandla siyabona ukuthi ayakhankasa. Ele nulime njani kolapho?
Nathi si busy, Baba, sibambekile ngomsebenzi wokuqala ukukhankasa. Engingakubeka nje okwakhathesi ukuthi kulo msebenzi esiwenzayo eChiwundura constituency kule by-election ezakuba khona mhlaka 15 July. Uh-huh. Sikhona ngale, siyakhankasa, senza sincenga abantu ukuthi makabasivotele. Uh-huh. So that sibonise ukuthi njenge-party yolutsha, i-party entsha, siyakwanisa ukuthi senze umsebenzi wokuthi sisize abantu kulokhu ezidingweni zabantu, ngoba sesisazi ukuthi uhlupho kuyini lani.
Ye, kodwa nxa sikhangele sibilina, nxa sikhuluma ngalokhu ngesikhe kuthiwa ngama-issues, elikulethela uZulu kuyini Nyati? Elifika lithi yeyi sifuna ukuthi sitshane ngalokhu lalokhu kuyini?
Right. Okokuqala nje engahle ngikubeke ukuthi siyakwazi ukuthi elizweni lakithi kulomkhuhlane omkhulu kakhulu ohluphileyo ofakwe yihulumende le ebikhona eyokwehlukanisa abantu. Abantu thina sithi sizasebenza ngokuthi abantu bafundiswe ukuthi bakhone ukuthi basebenze baphilisane njengesizwe njalo omunye lomunye umuntu akwazi ukuthi ungumuntu weZimbabwe opheleleyo ngoba akula umhlabathi ongathi lo umhlabathi uyiZimbabwe okudlula omunye umhlabathi so iZimbabwe yonke iyalingana kanye labantu bayo bonke bayalingana into yokuqala leyo sifuna ukuthi sibeke emqoka ukuthi iyazakala ukuthi into enkulu le okwesibili sithi wonke umuntu makangene emsebenzini siphakamise umnotho welizwe lethu osilungise umnotho welizwe lethu odilize uhulumende ekhona
baba khonapho
njalo okwesithathu baba okwesithathu sifuna ukuthi ingatsha ze-government zonke zisebenzele isizwe zingasebenzeli inhlangano ebusayo njengoba nalisazi okwakhathesi ukuthi uzathola ukuthi ingatsha ze-government zisebenza ukuvikela inhlangano ebusayo kulokuthi bavikele abantu in fact kwesinye isikhathi bayalimaza bephule babulale abantu bebabulalela enye iparty
ye bamba khonapho ke Nyathi ngizathi ngikhulume ngesikhiwa nje ngamafitshane so Mr. Nyathi is saying that you know they've got several issues that they are giving to the people there you know he says the first thing is they want Zimbabwe to be a fully grown nation like if you are blessing and I'm Gibbs and we come from different areas we should build a nation that is very strong right and he says they need to go to the they are going to the people telling them about jobs he says you know when you look at Zimbabweans the majority are not employed so that's one of the rallying points and then he says the other issue is on government he says unfortunately for a party like ZANU-PF it thinks that the party is the government and the government is the party so at the end of the day there is a lot that is going wrong so they want to correct that kind of thing and many other issues
let's go back to Mr. Monzora are you still on the line Mr. Monzora?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, just briefly, Mr. Monzora, there is one lawyer, Alfred Mavedzenge, who has gone to court challenging ZEC and also the Minister of Justice, Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa. What is your take on that challenge?
Well, I haven't seen it, but my understanding is that they are challenging the failure by ZEC and the government to allow continuous voter registration. So in terms of the Electoral Act, there must be continuous voter registration. And what Ms. Mawedzenge is saying is that they are not being allowed to register every day. The only problem with that is that we are going to be having a new system, the biometric voter registration system. What that case will do is that it will probably kill the case of the biometric voter registration system. We think that if it does that, then it may turn out to be retrogressive. Retrogressive because the biometric voter registration system is important for three things. Number one, it makes sure that there is a new voter's roll. Number two, ghost voters won't be able to vote. Number three, the construction of the biometric voter's roll is going to involve all the political players. So while we understand the intention that people must go and register to vote, this legal suit enjoins this government to register people on the old voters' roll. Insofar as it relies on the old voters' roll and seeks to perpetuate it, then it will be wrong suit.
Thank you. I think we'll return extensively to that and see if... But this will not accept the process? Mr. Monzora?
Yes?
I'm saying this will not affect the whole process and might end up delaying the elections, no?
Well, if we are going to use the voter roll, that will inevitably come if Mr. Umawe Mbenge is given that opportunity to say, let's register on the old voter roll anyway. That's perpetuating the voter roll, and that is hardly why. And it will affect the freeness of the election. It must always be borne in mind that one of the main reasons, one of the main ingredients used to rig the election were the voter registration slips. The old voting system allows for voter registration slips to be there. So the danger of this legal suit is the danger of having another jealous Mawarire. As you know, Jealous Mawarire brought this legal suit in 2018 and said that the elections must be called. The Supreme Court was too glad to award the order. So those people who are afraid of the biometric voter registration system, who think they cannot manipulate it, do not want a new voter roll and want an old voter roll. So this legal suit can be an inadvertent way of going back to the old voter roll. And it is, as I said, with due respect, hardly why.
And one of the issues that he was also talking about, probably the last one, he says his lawsuit sought an order to declare Section 192.6 of the Electoral Act, Chapter 213, constitutionally invalid because it gives Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa power to approve regulations or statutory instruments developed by the ZEC.
We agree with that rank of his lawsuit. We agree with that because allowing the Justice Minister to do that is allowing the executive to make laws. And we have separation of powers in Zimbabwe. The executive must not be allowed to make laws. The people who must make laws are parliament. And the constitution makes it clear that electoral regulations will be promulgated by parliament, although the Zimbabwe Election Commission, being a commission that runs the election, must have an input in the regulation. So allowing the minister, who in this case is a potential candidate, to then define the rules is itself introducing a conflict of interest. And we agree with that rung of Mr. Mawedele's argument. We do not agree with his argument to instead the voter roll.
Thank you so much. And interesting that Gibbs actually, Jealous Mawarire, that he referred to as my classmate at the University of Zimbabwe.
Very interesting indeed. And I still remember, is it the same Jealous who had a fight in the...
Yes.
So
with Nyandoro at the NPP.
You may be another fighter there. So maybe take a caller, then we can...
Tinava Mkoma Lloyd Homani. Magadi Mkoma Lloyd.
Magadi Mkoma Blessing.
Aywa, tiripoti peo pungwa zenyu. Nyaya kutuwa garuti giro inenge ya tanga ya makampenzi. We'll try to get back to him. Phones are a bit problematic today, but please don't lose heart. Keep on trying and trying. You will be lucky. Unfortunately, we couldn't get more from Lloyd there apart from his opening remark that it's good that the campaign season is here, Gibbs.
Yes, we've got some messages on Facebook. And remember that we are live streaming right now on VOA Studio 7. VOA Shona and VOA Indebele. So one of the people that sent a message is Sufundo Mhlanga. Sufundo ubhale ngesintu lapha uthi kudala sibili umnumzana uTswangirai egcwalisa ama stadiums for the past 17 years kodwa ukubusa kuyehlula. So he's saying Mr. Tswangirai has been filling up stadia, you know, with people whenever he's campaigning, but then he has never had you know, that kind of power to rule. And then what Slobo Manzamhlophe who's saying kuyangidida impela ukuthi indaba MDC incindezelo kuzwekazi leZimbabwe kodwa yilo phela iqembu elimqoka elingaphatha ilizwe leZimbabwe laphana kungela elinye nje. So he says the MDC has got so much power, and but then what is really worrying him is that it is being oppressed by the ruling elite.
Mm-hmm.
So let me go back to Mr. Nyati. Are you still on the line? Yes, Mr. Nyati, can you hear me? I can't hear you. Mr. Nyati, are you there? No, it seems as if he's outside the studio. But
no, I'm there.
Oh, okay, good. So, Mr. Nyati, briefly, can you tell us, is there any way that you know how people are going to be registered, you know, to vote?
Yes, I think we will enter the EBVR. Seventh, I will register. So we approve a company in China. So, siyazi futhi ukuthi akukavunyelwana ngokupheleleyo ukuthi kuzakwenziwa njalo kodwa ke thina sithi abantu kabarejiste ngobuningi babo sirejiste ngendlela yokuthi uma sokusiyavota kuzavota abantu ngobuningi ukwenzela ukuthi lalaba benza ubuqili bethole ukuthi ubuqili babo kabo sakhona ukuthi bazikhothe emhlane ngoba abantu bayabevote ngobuningi babo.
Mhm. So kodwa liyenza njani ukuthi liyamobilize abantu yini ukuthi baye register?
Siyamobilize kakhulu la khona ngapha South Africa, bakwamanye amazwe siyamemezela ukuthi abantu kabahambe ekhaya baye register. Nanxa nje sisazi ukuthi abantu bathathelwe ilungelo labo lokuthi bavote ngoba bengaphandle kwelizwe. Njengamanye amazwe umuntu noma engaphandle kwelizwe uyavunyela amanye amazwe avunyela ukuthi umuntu avote kodwa kwelakithi okwamanje kabafuni ukuthi kuvote. Siyazi ukuthi into abangayenzela ukuthi enze ukuthi bangafuni ukuthi kuvote bayazi ukuthi abantu uhlupho nanguhlukumezeka okwenze basuka ekhaya emakhaya abo baze bazokuwa kwamanye amazwe yikuthi bahlutshwa yiyona i-government. So bayazi ukuthi abantu ngokuningi abangaphandle kwelizwe bangabavotela bazabavotela ukuthi baphume bavotele amanye amaqembu. So ngoluye hlupho so bayala bafaka indaba yokuthi yekakula mali yekakula lokhu nalokhuyana ama-logistics and into ezithile kodwa into esemqoka ngeyokuthi bayazi ukuthi abantu abangaphandle kwelizwe ngaza ke bethole amavoti
ku. Siyabonga. Siyabonga Nyati, ubambe khonapho.
Siyakhankasa.
Yeah, ubambe khonapho Nyati, ungayikatshana. So Mr. Nyati saying that you know, the unfortunate part is that Zimbabweans living in the diaspora don't have any rights to vote. So he says despite that they are actually going around in Zimbabwe actually encouraging people to register when the time calls for them to do so.
Pane vamwe vari paFacebook tina Israel Butau anoti zvinofadza chose. Simba Rashe Murefu anoti oh that's great. Peter Zimva anoti ndiripo namai mwana tiri kukunzwai zvakanaka tiri kuno ku South Africa tinotenda zvikuru. Joseph Tabo Mulambo anoti zvinodadisa chaizvo pamberi taurai. Zvidzai anoti watching from Lusaka Zambia. Demetrius Kanda and kuti I am from Botswana. Thank you so much for those of you who are following. Regaiti dzokere kwamuri vamonzora. Vamonzora muripo here parunare.
Ndiripo panhare ndiri kuzvinzwa chose.
Ehe, muchibva kugweru ndekupukuma kwamuri kuronga kuti muende kunoita misangano yakadai.
Musangano uyu takaita kugweru tichida pane zvakaida kutesta isu seMDC tikaona maresults acho asi misangano mikuru yakaita saiyoyo tichaita mishoma pamasondo nemwedzi iri kuuya iyi tichazoita misangano mikuru iyoyo ndofunga gore rinouya asi musangano mukurukuru watichaita tichaita kunana September patichaita policy conference yedu tiri kugadhirisa kuti kana taakutonga Zimbabwe toda Zimbabwe yakaita sei. We want to make Zimbabwe a peaceful, democratic and green economic and commercial hub of Africa. Zimbabwe inyika yakapfuma zvikuru zvekuti tisina kuidzosera panzvimbo payo. Saka ndo mapolicies atiri kuwaka isu seMDC atichaita unveil at the end of this year. Pari zvino tiri kuita recruitment yedu at word level. Atisikuita recruitment using marariba. Marari tunemashandisa check as a barometer kuti zvatiri kuita zviri kushanda here. Saka mundau mungazongoda takuita imwe rati kwamutare. Tinenge tichida kutesta kuti strategy yatakashandisa iri kushanda here. Asi zvatiri kuenda kunoita zvimwe zvacho musi wa 17 tinenge tiri kubulawayo. Kubulawayo kune kuine rali yema electoral reform. Tozobvako toenda kuchiredzi kurari zvakare yenera yemaelectoral reform. Asi tiri ipapo tine zvatiri kuita zvekuwaka manetworks sekuziva kwamunoita taakutaura nemawar veterans kune mawar veterans 8 akatijoina kugweru achibva kuzanu PF achiuya kumgc. Vamwe vacho vakauya vakakumbira ruregerero kuna baba Tsvangirai kuti pane zvatakaita isu tichikanganisira vana veZimbabwe kuti ZANU-PF irambe iri pachigaro. And we regret that. As liberators, vakuda kuti vana veZimbabwe vachisunungurwa muudziviriri waRobert Mugabe nechihurumende chake. Saka tiri kufara zvikuru kuti tiri kushanda zvakanaka nemama masangano. Asi chimwe chatiri kuita tinenge tichitaurira nhaurirawa nemapolitical parties anonzi macoalition talks. Saka tichange tichimaita iwayo pamasvondo ari kuuya aya kuti tiitire mubatira pamwe sevana veZimbabwe.
Now,
the first one on you, Mr. Monzora. It seems as if the MDC is already campaigning for Mr. Tsvangirai to be the presidential candidate. But at the same time, you've got these proposed coalition talks and so forth. So what is going to happen if you agree not to field Mr. Tsvangirai?
There are a lot of things that one can say about President Tsvangirai as an ideal candidate, a presidential candidate. But we are saying as the MDC that debate is yet to come in the coalition discussion. MDC will be pushing a particular way, and I'm sure other political parties will try to do the opposite or the same. But what we are saying is that we as MDC, we are going to be negotiating in good faith. We are going to be discussing in good faith. We know our size. We know the potential of our candidate. We know that he's an enigma. We know that he's a crowd puller. But that is not going to make us arrogant. We are going to respect all the coalition partners who want to genuinely help us get to a new Zimbabwe. But there are a lot of things that one can speak about Morgan Tsvangirai as a person. He has beaten Mugabe before. He has maintained his mass line. There is no question that he is a person whom the system has tried to cheat from one election to the other. And he has exuded so far great statesmanship when calling for this dialogue. He has made it clear that he is genuine about dialogue and hopes that the other coalition partners are equally genuine. So every decision that we are going to make, decision on the presidential candidate, decision on the parliamentary candidates, the provincial governments, as well as the local government. These decisions are going to be by consensus. What we want to do, and that's what the MDC is genuinely striving to achieve. So in trying to do that, President Tsvangirai is displaying great statesmanship, and we are very proud of the stance he has taken. He has respected everyone, from the biggest party to the smallest party. For him, there is no small party or big party. We are all Zimbabweans, and we have each a part to play in defeating the dictatorship and getting our people to a new Zimbabwe. After all, we want to take power and govern differently, and change the lives of our people.
Thank you,
and
Mr. Monzora.
That is what Morgan Tsvangirai is focusing on.
Thank you very much. Shalom, Laleli Lapa, Ose Lupani. Mnuzano Moyo. Baba Moyo, what's your name?
Thank you, Chona Baba. Duwe.
Yes, I was a Moyo. Kuna hapo kilupani. Aku pose lako ba?
Yes. Mbeka na mgu pose, kanyane lami, naluke mbuzwa, mwe.
Yes, anjalo Baba. Yes, anjalo.
Yes, anjalo. Yeah, moto mucha etelweni lo lokuphathi yabe siphelene into thandwe ululalela kakhulu.
Akuhle.
Siphelene ngokuthwa lo Morgan Tsvangirai. Sasade sazama ukuvotela izinto zingaphumeleli zi-erodwa senzani sikukhangele sivote sikwazi siluthi into yonke siyenzile ngazo zonke indlela kodwa kuqine kungaphumeleli becela ukuthi akhangele amasela lawa asefuna ukuwafaka endaweni layo funa ukusebenza lawo azamchila futhi asetshenziswa libandla leli elibusayo leli uzagcine eciliwe futhi ukuvota singavota singoba ngumuntu osivula amehlo thinanto esinzekeleni sabulawa senziwa konke esakwenziwayo sikukhangele sibe zihlobo zethu ezatshonayo ngendlela ezingaqondanga sibuze ubuhlungu ngakho sikhangele etsholotsho lupane konke lapha sabhuthela izihlobo zethu ezinye zazincedisa sibuze intanda nezotinga ngalonto kodwa ukukhangele ukukhona kathesi sesithwele nzima ngokuthi uthandela uyasizama ukuthi thina amandebele esivula amehlo siyekwazi ukuthi sivela ngasiya ngasicila ngakhathesi kuluthele into zethu zonke zitshentshiwe emandeni eziyisikaka amatshetu konke kuhanje kusiyaphelela eHarare khona xa i-developing power iyavinjwa ayisebenzi siyatshentshelwa zonke izinto eningi futhi ukuthi ngauyabuthwangeyo ningathi isebenzi asizondisa upresident obuyayo okuthayo umuntu laye wadelwa nkulunkulu kodwa kukhona kuthi asenzela khona hhayi kasikuthandi ngoba sesithulile wasiwulala sasolale ukuthi sisancetshwa ngubani sengana kaziwa nkulunkulu kodwa thina singayizidalwa njengaye laye uyeqela ukuthi kulomnyaka olandelayo akaphume la aphumule njengabanye abantu abaphuma kwamanye amazwe siwabonayo njengomakhelwana la ngibona ngani into engiyizwa ngihluphekene ngakho umecela lami libe liyithinta ngohamba kwesikhathi lami ngifake umbono wami
ye kunjalo asizayenza njalo mo sibongela kakhulu baba
hayi ngiyahlale lokhu ngilalele lami ngiyawuluthatha uhlelweni sibi ngiyathanda kami ukuthi ngifake umbono wami
lathi sithanda ukuthi kuhlala kunjalo baba sibongile kakhulu emoya
orayit baba siyabonga
so that is Mr. Moyo in Lupane that is Matt North eh? So he says he has got so much belief in Mr. Tsvangirai in doing something different for Zimbabwe he says you know they've over the years been voting for Tsvangirai and the problem is that he's being robbed every time so according to him you know this is another chance for him to be the president of Zimbabwe. So he says, you know, the sitting president has not done well at all. So he should step aside and give somebody else a chance. And that chance will go to Mr. Tsvangirai.
Mr. Monzora? Mr. Monzora?
What you are saying, and well, the decision on who will be the president rests with the people of Zimbabwe. We in NDC, of course, we have our preference, and our preference is President Morgan Tsvangirai for the obvious reasons that the last speaker has said. He has done so well for this country. He has a vision for this country. He has won before. He has been cheated out of elections many, many times. And the people of Zimbabwe simply trust him. When he was prime minister, the life of the Zimbabwean people changed for the better. He had a government work program. He was instrumental to Zimbabwe having a new constitution. So we have a man with a vision. And but the most important thing, that we have a humble character who wants to work with everyone. Even people with parties much smaller than his, he has got time for those because he sees their value in a nation building. What Mr. Tsvangirai has always said is that come at the day when the ANC is in power, we have no time for retribution. We have no time for revenge because we will be too...
I think we got cut off there. We'll try to get in touch here with Mr. Monzora. We have a caller, Gibbs.
Yes, the caller. What are you saying briefly? Nyati, one minute, Nyakuniga. Akucho lapha uzwile bekhuluma ngomnuzana uTsvangirai. So ngathini wena ngwakho?
Hayi, thina si njenge Progressive Democrats of Zimbabwe. Si hamba lo mama uBarbara Nyakomo. Sikhumbula ukuthi obaba sebewone bona babulala bezinto eziningi. So omama ngabantu abalozelo. Abantu abafanisa ukuthi sonke singabantu babomama, sonke sizalwa ngabomama. So sihamba lo Barbara Nyakomo ngoba sicabanga ukuthi nguye umuntu ozaba lozwelo lokuzwisisa ukuthi abantu kumele ukuthi baphathwe njani ngesiphatho sikamama. So sicabanga ukuthi ke nguye umuntu olombono omuhle wokwakha isizwe, olombono omuhle wokuthi singasebenza njani ukuthi siyakhe inotho yelizwe. Nguye umuntu osenze izinto engenzeli kuphela abantu beZimbabwe nakwamanye amazwe e-Africa. UBabran eyakhomo uyahamba ayefika ancedise lapha nalaphana lapha athola khona ukuthi abantu basekuhluphekeni okuthile.
So hayi kunjalo nyati. So ke wathi ngenze ubaba osecingweni sikuzwile simtuthini. So what he says they are calling for Mrs. Babran Yakomo as the president of the Progressive Democrats of Zimbabwe. He says most men have failed Zimbabwe. They've literally failed and they shouldn't even contest these elections. So then sizoke umnumzana Ndlovu kulangale eBotswana. Baba Ndlovu kunjani?
Siyaphila baba linjani?
Usiphile kakhulu ungabonga khona kona.
Ngiyakhabora.
Yeah, kunjani Gibbs?
Hayi kancane mfowethu.
Yeah, phosa lakho baba.
Erami kakhulu bemfunga ukukhuluma nje kubaba uMondzwela Nyimuzile ukukhuluma kwakhe kodwa bemfunga ukukhumbuza ngamazwi engake ngawazi ukisikhathi esizile mbijana bekankasa yena lalwana umfana owazothatha isikhundla sokuba nguvice president omunye wakhe uChamisa. Ngamuzwa mina amazwi akhuluma esithi yena iMDC ngokwayo bamotsha isikhathi bethemba belokukholwa belabanye ababe labo epathini yabo belokukholwa ukuthi singabantu bani bazomangala sihlamukelwa yilabo. Yikho mina ngithi kubo khathesi kunjalo futhi shonezo isikhathi asikadluli. Ya yena leyo impi akayikadluli kubo bona. Mina ngokwami ngilokhu ngichaya khonaphana ukuthi bengakuye. Siyakwazi ukuthi ibandla leli linjalo sibile alilamoya omubi abantu bakhona bonke sinjalo kodwa kakhulu khathesi abakafanelanga ukuthi bethe veze umbuso wabo ukuthi bona banjalo ngoba kathesi nxa besinjalo balokhu bebuda la ngezibi futhi bezifaka khona phana. Mina ngibe ngisitsho kakhulu ukuthi bengabi lokubambana labantu ngoba kathesi nxa lingananzelela sibili amazwi akhulunywa ngumama lwana umama umjuli esikhuluma ngalabana abantu bezane esithi mina nginjani njani izikhulu ziyazi so khona phana amazwi akhuluma amboni ukuthi kulento singazi sikhulume kathesi chirimuri saka chinozvinzwira mataurira akaita maimujuru MDC yakakwana ngavasiyane nezvavanhu ndizvaaritaura muMondzwela izvi zvakanaka asi havangakwanisi kuregerera munhu vasati vava pachigaro. Ndatenda hangu
sibongele kakhulu ke baba Ndlovu ungatinela kusasa khona ngapo he
yaye
so he's saying that the MDC should actually show its true colors, you know, like they shouldn't allow Mrs. Mjuru and others to actually form a coalition with them. So he says, you know, Mjuru and others have not changed their kind of jackets. They are still in old skins, you know. So he's very skeptical about the whole thing.
Gibbs, we have more and more people following on Facebook. We have Masia Muturuki, who says, I'm watching from Dubai. Thank you so much. We have Dean Mashi. Thank you so much for those of you who are just joining us. We are talking about the road to the 2018 election. President Robert Mugabe, of course, was in Marondera 2 weeks ago campaigning there at Rudaka Stadium. And on Saturday, MDC leader Morgan Tsvangirai was in Gweru Mukoba Stadium. And other parties are campaigning as well in various parts of the country. Makasununguka kuti munge muchitifonera nhare dzinenge dziri kumbotinetsei asi musaore moyo rambai muchifona tida kunzwa kuti munoti wokudii nesarudzo dzakuswebera pagewedzi. Number yedu yekufona WhatsApp 001-202-619-2077.
Gibbs. We've got several people that are writing on Facebook and one of them is Fungai Chizende who says, I'm watching you guys from Mozambique. Then onwards, he says, you guys have got a poor video quality. Please fix it. That's what we're going to fix it, right? But when I look at it here, it's quite good. So maybe you can't see. Maybe that's his computer, right? Then Dr. Moses Ngube says, This is fantastic in terms of the crowd that I'm seeing here, you guys that are showing us at the Mkoba rally. There were no forced people. There were no people that were forced to attend that rally. Then I've got Ignatius Takayeta, who says, I love Studio 7. Wish for a change in Zimbabwe come 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he thinks that we'll be broadcasting from that end, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess Mr. Manzola is back. And Mr. Manzola, there is an issue here concerning the MTCT, right? So when you look at defending the vote, how are you going to do it next year?
Well, it's a strategic question which unfortunately I'm not at liberty to answer right now. But I want to assure our listeners that that question has exercised our minds since 2013. So for the past 4 years, we have been thinking about that question. And we believe that we now have a solution about defending our vote. And we will be rolling out that plan of defending the people's vote. And it is going to be very, very spectacular. We know what the opponent is capable of. We know what they are trying to do. We now know how they want to try to steal and manipulate the election. And we are simply going to mark that. We will have at least 45,000 polling agents countrywide, but we are going to increase that number, maybe to double that number. But we have an elaborate system of making sure that the vote is not stolen. But before we go to the vote, we have an elaborate plan to make sure that the voter registration is not manipulated as well. So we are going to have voter registration agents at each polling station. And we have already agreed with ZEC that we are going to have that. And coupled with the biometric voter registration system, we are going to insist on the security of the data from the field to where it is going to be stored. So we have an elaborate system. It's unfortunate that I will not be able to disclose right now in case it will be anticipated. But we do have an elaborate plan.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the plan is not there, Mr. Manzola.
The plan is definitely there. You know what? The difference, as I said, with the MDC of old is the emphasis by this MDC administration on planning. We planned the demonstrations, we executed them. We planned electoral reforms, we are executing them. We planned the recruitment, and the evidence is there for all to see. We planned that there must be a strong women's movement in the country, which is going to be a game changer. You are seeing evidence of that. We planned on the youth. You are seeing evidence of that. We planned on social movements and civic organizations who are powerful and courageous as well, confident. You are seeing just that. Everything is just going according to plan, and we are very excited.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, Siyabonga Bunyati. Bunyati, lina voter fraud today in our corner. Lingayivalangani.
I think into enkulu ukuthi abantu bamele okokuqala iregistration yona ngokwayo kumele ukuthi abantu babe kwazi ukuthi abantu aba registered e station esingaka bangaka sisebenzisa ama agency e party yethu kube sekusithi ke ngesikhathi sokuvota futhi abantu sibone ukuthi abantu aba registered kuyona le i-voter register i-station list yibo labo inani lokho liyibo so that labantu ababuya bezovota sibe lama agents abonayo ukuthi kwenzakalani kuze kuyefika ekupheleni kokuthi sokuannounswa uma sekuchazwa ukuthi hayi ukhetho luhambe njani sibe sikhona ukwenzela ukuthi seluse amavoti ethu angalahleki ngoba sesisazi ukuthi kulempisi lapha ezidla amavoti bathatha amavoti and asifuni lokhu ukuthi okwenzeki okwenzakalayo kwamanye amaparty ukuthi abantu bayavota bawini kodwa ke ukunqoba bangakuphiwa so thina sizakuma khonapho ukwenzeka ukuthi sivikele ukunqoba kwethu masingqobile
siyabona ukuthi into zonke zihambe ngayiphindlela ngoba abantu ngiyakholwa ukuthi sebefundile asithi soda nakwamanye amazwe bakhona amanye amakhuruku abebeloko betshontsha amavoti kodwa abantu sebekumela lokho sebakunanzelela siyafunda futhi kibo lathi ukuthi hayi ivoti yakho kumele uthi uyivikele ingathathwa.
Yes, siyabonga. Yes, bonga kakhulu nyathi bamba khonapho. So he says they'll be tightly monitoring the election process so that they can stop maybe the voter fraud that is suspected to always occur, you know, during elections.
Tina Tete Irene ku South Africa makadi.
Tiripo makadiyo.
Aiwa tiripo yedu muri kupi ku South Africa?
Tiri ku Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga, aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Pfungwa dzangu inini ndezvekuti vanhu tisaita zvekutamba nenguva. Vatangirai vakakambena vakakambena vanambopinda pa State House. Tiri kuda munhu anopinda State House. Ende vanhu vechirume taneta navo vamwe vari kukwereta vanhu vachindoroora tikuda mai mujuru havandorovi gusvi akura vava munhu wakura tinoziva va munhu wechitendero vamwe vanhu vari kuda kupinza ngochani mukati menyika toda nyika ine hunhu seDubai kwete kuti nyika yeZimbabwe iite nyika yakatsveruka tsvagai munhu njerai munhu sezvakataura mafundisi nemapasta tisazochema mangwana mavhoti aya zvinongofanana nevanhu vari kuvhima kutambisa tsvimbo kupotsera makungu hangabviripo kana muchiti toda kuvhotera MDC hapana kana pati inongopinda State House apa ende vamwe vanenge vachitoda zvezvo kuti nevana tezvara vacho vachada kuona kuti isu vacho vane mwana akaroorwa napuresident tichingotamba nenguva hatishadi taakuda kuti izvozvi mari yacho iri kushandiswa kana oright vauya ivo vatsvangirai vacho vahwini havapindi panyanga onzi rerun mari yacho inobveti iyo nyika ichinzi iri kushupika.
Chii chinoita kuti vatadze kupinda kana vahwina?
Vane masimba acho tinozviziva kuti nyika yedu mauto nemapurisa neinei ndo vakabata nyika dzakasiyana taite yenyika
saka
matongerwo enyika vane masimba imomo ndo vanoramba kuti atidi ivavo
saka saka imi mungati here vanhu voregedza kuti vavhote vakasununguka nekuti mauto anozoramba ndo zvakaenda kuhondo here
vaingohwina vachingorambirwa nevaripo tichirohwa isusu tiri kumusha uchinzi wakavhotera papi vape kuvhotera saka vhoterai panoda vacho vanotirova ivavo
vamunzora pindurai tidzo tine Europa vamunzora varingi vabvao aiwa asi tinotenda zvikuru Tete Irene asi aiwa demokrasi haidaro tinoti vanhu ngavavhote vakasununguka kwete kuti vanonzi munorohwa kuti muvhotere nhingi zvinenge zvisina kunaka
aiwa hapana anombouya akatibatsira kamukati vekera inoignowa saka isusu tiri kuti taneta nebato riripei ivono vari kunyengedza vanana kumusha uku vachiti tiri kukupai mapurazi asi tingozviziva kuti mapurazi aya vanenge vakangobatiswa zveutsotsi amai vaya vari chauya vonongedza kuti inini papurazi ibvai vanhu vachindogara mumapako nemarova mbira
aiwa tinotenda I think Tete imburambai makabata vamunzora vanenge vadzoka vamunzora
ndiri kuzvinzwa ndadzoka ndine urombo kuti foni yacho hamino zvairi kuita kunoko
manzwa zvataurwa natita irini vati aiwa zvemdc navatsvangirai vaneta nazvo nyange vakahwina havapinde panyanga nekuti havana rutsigiro rwemauto nekudaro ngatimboedzei mai mujuru
chandingataura kuna Tete avo ndechekuti ikodzero yako munhu kuda mutungamiri waunoda kana muchida mai mujuru ikodzero yenyu hatingazvikurambidzii nokuti ndiye mutungamiri wamunoda waunofunga kuti ane zvido zvenyu uyezve kuti anogona kukusutsai kuKenan. Asi chakakosha ndechekuti rushinge rweZimbabwe runofungei. Saka isusu tichikuti tinogaidwa nezvinofungwa nerushinji. Tinogaidwa nomunhu anodiwa nevazhinji. Hachizi chokwadi kuti vatsvangirai vakaruza. Vatsvangirai vakahwina election na 2008. Tese tinozviziva. Vatsvangirai vakahwina election asi vakahwina masimba ekutonga. Nokuti takasenzeswa chiudo. Kutaura kwatiri kuita iko zvinezvi, hakuna bato riri muZimbabwe munomu rine army kunze kweZANU-PF. Saka vanoda pati yavo vane kodzero yekutsigira pati yavo. Isu tiri kungoti chete vangava mamujuru vangava ani, asi chakanyanya kukosha ndechekuti munhu anodiwa neruzhinji ndiani, ane vanhu vazhinji ndiani, uyezve aratidza vanhu vacho ndiani. Saka zvekuti pakazoo ndiani achapinda ndirachaita sei, ndo zvatichakurukura izvozvo kuhurukuro dzatichanoita. Asi iko zvine zvatisati taa kutaura kuti mutungamiri kwaye ndinhingi uyo haasi kwaye, aiwa tichava panguva vatungamiri iwavo vachigara pasi vachiona kuti anotungamira ndiani. Asi chinhu chikurukuru ndechekuti rushinji rweZimbabwe kunoda ani, ndiye munhu atichaisa iyeye.
Kana ruzhinji ruchida zvisingashandi, saka nyika yedu icharamba ichingoita merry go round paone place ipapo, pakuti hapana anopindapo.
Ndo demokrasi tete airi, ndo zvakarwirwa izvozvo kuti zvido zveruzhinji of course zvido zvevashoma zvinofanira kuti zvinge zvichiremekedzwawo. Asi tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda.
Ye, ufuna kumpendula nyati. Rati baba. Ngena baba. Ye.
Ndimina.
Ye.
Mbona ngazathi kungaba ikuphazama inkulumo ukuthi iZANU PF ile army. Kurongo akukondanga ukuthi iZANU PF uto ile army. Ba kuvi khonoko iZANU PF awumelanga ibe le army. I-army ngeyabantu beZimbabwe. Yinto eyona enkulu okumele ukuthi siyazi. So laba benza umsebenzi woku bengabona bengamabutho lamapolisa ukuthi beqamelane leZANU PF bayona benza into engafanelanga phakathi kwelizwe.
Hawu boni ke nyathi siyabonga ufake isikonkwane. So he says that you know ZANU PF is not supposed to have an army at all. So like what the last caller was saying, you know, he says at the end of the day, that army is supposed to be, you know, for the people and nothing else. So I think I've got another message here from members of the public. And one of the guys is Shepard Bondo, who says, I hope the bumper crowds at Tsvangirai's rally were registered voters. Then Kutsanai N. Zidenga says, hope our internet connectivity will not be tampered with and we continue to follow real news on this platform during the whole electoral process. So I think you can go back to maybe Monzolo.
We have also on our Facebook page, Daniel Hind Power, arikuti muverenge pfungwa dzevanhu vari kunyora pano, tofunga tabva taverenga, abva ati pfe tiri pa South Africa zvedu. Tinotenda Daniel, ndofunga wafara taverenga mashoko ako. Tina Masiwa Mturiki arikuti watching from Dubai. Joseph, tamboerenga Joseph anditi, na Demetrius, then Frederick Mnenga anoti ZEC is controlled by the ruling party. Frederick Mnenga anoti pamberi na Save. Dean Mashi anoti Save zvazvinhu. Israel Butau anoti zvinofadza chose, ndevamwe vari kuningirikira, vamwe vari kunyora kairi kairi. Asi tinotenda zvikuru nevakwanisa kunyora. Todzoka kwamuri vamonzora. Mr. Monzora, this issue that Aunt Irene was raising, I think it's very significant, the issue of handover, takeover of power. Is this not something that you need to address? Because I think there are some people who are saying that even if your candidate wins, you know, he might not even go to State House.
Yeah, it depends on what type of Zimbabwe we want to build. Are we going to build a Zimbabwe on the basis of popularity,
control on the basis of muscle power. The aim of the MDC is to take over governmental power through peaceful, democratic, and constitutional means. But we are alive to the fact that the MDC over the years has been winning elections but failing to win power. Because when contesting with ZANU-PF, the mistake we always used to make was that we were contesting party to party. But we are not contesting party to party. We are contesting party to a party married to a military outfit. And we must get an answer to that. So as our president Tsvangirai has always said, we, among the opposition, we want politics of collaboration, not politics of competition. So what can happen, what we are advocating for, is that if there are those political powers, parties, that can provide the solution to take over of power after winning elections, they should join with us, work together to make sure that we achieve that objective. The mistake is for parties to go solo in this regard and say numbers don't matter, because definitely numbers do matter. But also the knowledge of the military, the knowledge of how things are done by this government is also important. That is why we have signed a memorandum of understanding with other political parties, notably the National People's Party itself, because we think they may have some knowledge in how these things work. But knowledge alone is not enough. Numbers alone are not enough. And that is why President Tsvangirai says, let's have politics of collaboration and not politics of competition. Because competition among political parties does not help any of the political parties.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Tina, Craig, ku Massachusetts. Magadi mkoma, Craig.
Makasimbe.
Tiripo magadi wo.
Saka, I was just watching the show. And I've been following the politics very closely.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, I'm concerned, Kuti. For most of the time, we're not even talking about the post-election agenda.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like everything that we're worrying about is what's going to happen on the day of the election.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really care about the future of Zimbabwe, I think now is the time that we should start talking about what's going to happen after. That brings me to Tsvangirai.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the guy. Mm-hmm. I think he's done a lot for the country.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think, Kuti, Kanamunu ukapinda on more than 5 elections and then you lose.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't bring anything different to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Then, what should we expect? Mm-hmm. I really like the guy. I think he's brave. But, I think now is the time, Kuti, Isusu, as a country, we should start questioning, Kuti, Tsvangirai wachopano zoita a leader. What kind of a leader is he going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Because, if you look back to, when Mugabe first got into power, mm-hmm. everybody loved him, you know. But there's a lot of things that people didn't look at. And, this is what happened in the end. And I think, Kuti, Isusu, we have to be really careful.
Who is your preferred candidate, Greg, since we are running out of time?
As of now, I don't have a preferred candidate. But, I think Kuti, it's important for Zimbabwe and Kuti, my candidates, ASA, abori to their agenda, mm-hmm. how they plan on developing the country. And then from there, people could choose. That way, we have a war of policies rather than names. Mm-hmm. Instead of talking of Mugabe versus Tsvangirai, we should be talking about, what they stand for versus what Mugabe stands for. Because there is a chance that Tsvangirai is going to get in and squander all the resources that we've been keeping for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've got to know what his plan is. You know, mm-hmm. when he's going to bring in foreign investment, what are they going to get from us? Because this is with a generation, we're all growing up. And one day
unfortunately, Greg, sorry, time has run out. We'll get in touch with you and we'll discuss further. Thank you so much for joining us. We want to thank our guests this evening, MDCT Secretary General Douglas Monzora, and also Mr. Andrew Nyati, Political Commissar, Progressive Democrats of Zimbabwe. Thanks to our viewers, our callers, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.